You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pick up, pick up.
Hey, Joe Shane here.
Hey, Joe. What's up? It's Dan Campbell, Lions.
Dan, how you doing out there?
Oh, you know, it's been tough. It's been tough. It's not what we expected.
No, I mean, we thought we were going to have that a similar type of year, but we're having a great time.
I want to talk trade, man. The deadline's coming up. Let's talk trade. I need some stuff.
All right. What's on your where's Brad Holmes, by the way, the actual general manager of the team?
Don't worry about Brad.
Dan, what are you drinking over there? What's going on?
Ginger ale. Oh. Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, I'm a little busy, so maybe
Don't hang up. Okay. Please don't hang up. I need something. I need grit. And I know you Giants have plenty of grit because I see what happens every week. You're the team that I wish I was.
I understand that.
And I need grit, man.
All right.
And I'm willing to give up anything for it.
How about
two first-round picks for grit? All the grit you got.
You have these too because you've been stocking. Again, would wonder where Brad Holmes is, your general manager.
Give me your grit.
Well, I mean, I will quit. We will get the paperwork done, and I would say yes to this. Two first-round picks.
Yeah.
For grit.
Yeah.
I'll send you my.
Brad's coming in. He's coming in. Hang on a second.
Hold on. I think we agreed to this.
Here's the version of the Hard Knocks theme. When someone gets cut, or if somebody dies, it's much sadder than the other one.
Okay, I'm back. I don't have a lot of time, but
so your hold music.
I'll give you everything. Great.
I'll agree. I need you to send some official paperwork over. We'll make sure that we get this agreement done officially as soon as possible.
No, he's back. I gotta go. Wow, it's amazing to get an inside look, and just like that, welcome to the 2022 version of You're the GM. Back, Dan Hansis, with Mark Sessler, not Joe Shane.
That's the team of ATL.
Similar voice, Greg Rosenthal and Colleen Wolf. You know, the people have asked, Connie.
That was intense.
The people have been asking for a long time.
I don't know if I can survive five more of those.
I was surprised, by the way, that Joe was like, you know, agreed to the Grit transaction and, you know, didn't let Dan know that, you know, Grit is more a state of mind than an entity.
If Dan doesn't know that, then
I think I've won that trade.
What does he even send along for the Grit?
You know what? I bet he, it was one of those things where he just kept Dan on the line, old DC.
Oh, yeah.
And was texting Brad.
I said, I will send my version of Grit your way.
Right.
It's desperate times, though, in Detroit, because I don't know, like, what Dan Campbell's expecting to arrive from the Giants.
He's just looking for a giant box being shipped into.
I'm picturing in my head. I was going to ask you guys, like, what? How is the Grit being packaged exactly? Is just like two empty boxes showing up that say Grit on them?
Another case of beer would probably get the job done.
I would think if I were the Giants, and I know they're a Tiffany organization and they don't do these sorts of things, but I would just have a giant barrel from the local seaport, and then just like
hard hats
stamp on it Grit. And then just put it in a big wooden shipping container and send to Dan Campbell. He won't know any difference.
Or Brad Holmes.
Brad will be confused. It's like, wait, I don't have any first-round picks
just
anymore?
Just a box of ashes.
Colleen Wolf, we talked about large boxes. You are the tiny box.
Yes, that is what they call me.
What an intro. You're the GM back after all these years.
I can't believe it.
By popular demand, a very special edition of Around the NFL. So, unless anybody has anything to say, I feel like with the trade deadline coming up, November 1st, we do have these lines tapped. So shall we check in with some other teams and see what they're thinking as they try to improve their rosters?
Why not?
I'd love to. Yeah.
All right, Colleen, what do you got?
Okay. All right. I am up. So
Colleen definitely doesn't know the rules of the game.
That's her move.
Kind of my corner.
Would you like Greg to start first?
No. Okay. Colleen's got it.
I'm going to go. I'm going to figure this
out. Dive in.
Okay.
So I am going to have Sessler answer the phone for this one. And you are going to be Omar Khan of the Packers. Okay. Or of the Steelers.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Can I get a ring?
Omar here.
Hey, Omar, it's Goody in Green Bay. Hang on a second.
Wait, music is on point.
All right, sorry about that. That was Kevin Colbert calling me back because I accidentally called him thinking he was still the GM. But anyway. Ooh,
you get your own hold music.
You were saying?
Omar wants his own hold music.
Listen, Omar.
Third person.
I'm calling about the Claypool kid, all right?
Oh.
He's all right. It looks like George Pickens has been getting along pretty well with Pickett, so maybe we could work out a deal here.
Well, here's the situation that's a little bit different between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers, my team and your team, is when we bring a young receiver in, I mean, within a year, we've almost fully developed them. This has been going on for a long, long time in Pittsburgh. So what we're giving you in a situation like that, you're not the only team that's called, so it's like, I'm just to let you know, he's a wanted individual. You're getting a fully developed product who can step into your wanting offense right away. Omar's not going to give that away for free. So I would need to hear what you're offering here to Omar.
All right. Listen. I got Aaron Rodgers breathing down my neck. I can't handle it anymore. My wife is all over my back about this, too. So let's just try and get something done. I'll tell you what. I'll give you – you're not even going to use him that much. It feels like he's fallen out of favor at this point. So how about a third rounder? How about a third rounder next year?
First of all, let me just tell you about how these deals work in the AFC North. You don't tell Omar how I'm going to be using my player or where I'm at with my player just to set the table if you try to call the Ravens or the Browns or anyone else about one of their guys. Third round pick. I don't know.
All right,
I need a little bit more.
Let's just get this done, all right? We can both walk away and both be in a better spot next season. I'll give you a second round pick this year and a third next year. And I'll tell you what. I'll sweeten the deal and throw in some cheese wheels.
Mm.
Wow. Omar is freaking out and saying yes.
All right. Listen, I got a... I gotta go procure some more cheese, but we'll talk. We'll talk some more. But this is official. Are we agreeing to this?
We're shipping them there by first class flight tonight to Green Bay.
All right, wonderful, great, great stuff. Tell the family I said hey.
Did Goody just give up a second and a third for Chase Claypool and cheese?
Steelers look
desperate.
Oh wow, that's a pretty nice trade for Pittsburgh.
Goody is feeling the heat.
We talked about Claypool with Mike Garafolo on the Tuesday show. Really like. I love this trade, Connie. I think it would be beneficial
for the Steelers.
Well, the terms of the trade are wildly one-sided and would be a steal to get that.
I mean,
much.
The Patriots once gave up a second for Mo Sanu, a second and a third.
A second
for
and
Claypool.
A third.
It's a lot.
But you also like we understand our league. These GMs, especially with the second and third round picks, get super cute and love them so much. So Claypool, I don't think he's proven quite enough to bring that back. But that's kind of a side point. I just want to say, like, Chase Claypool and Aaron Rodgers, you know, I talked about Jerry Jeudy, too, and Claypool. Like, put them in a different offense with a stud quarterback. I'd love to see if they have MVP or superstar potential to them.
I think they do.
I feel like, though, he's been a player – that's maybe not known for getting the details right, like being like a technician and his route running.
Got
and he's kind of getting quickly passed by Pickens. I don't think it's a crazy trade, and it does raise the question of, like, how desperate does Goody want to get
the salary cap
this year of, like, all years, where it feels like Rodgers is very much on a year-to-year basis and Rodgers is very unhappy. And he's prized those draft picks in the past, but maybe it's the time for him, and who knows, maybe in Tampa too, that you get a little desperate and you get a little out of character because they're feeling the heat. You're feeling the passage of time.
They talked about the front office figures in Green Bay exiting their box, their, like, luxury box.
Their tiny boxes.
Before... like Rodgers and the Packers had that final crazy play. They just got up and walked out and saying there is maybe a little bit of a disconnect between the coaching staff.
And I'll say, while the logic checks out there, Greggy, I feel like urgency is one of the things that the Packers have lacked
right.
in recent years.
I agree. It would be totally out of
and
character.
It's extremely frustrating to a fan base that knows that window is closing. All right, Greggy, let's tap those phones again.
Okay. This is Broncos general manager George Payton. Calling Les Snead, and you know, since Colleen has a close personal relationship with
Very
Les Snead
tight.
Back in the day,
she could channel
his wife,
I think,
Kara,
and his wife Kara Henderson.
Henderson. Just to clarify,
that's really
Connie.
The silly one.
Okay, so I'm Les in this
You're
situation.
Less.
Okay.
Good setup, Greg.
Hey, Les here.
Hey, it's George Payton.
Ah, how you doing, buddy?
No, it's really good to talk to you. Just like I really appreciate like everything you're doing, thinking things differently in Los Angeles. How's it going this season? How's the family? How's Kara?
Oh, the family's great. The kids are great. Malibu's awesome. I love it out here in Los Angeles. You know, the team could be doing a little bit better. We're working through some things, but it'll get there. It'll get there.
You and me both, right? Offense, right?
Hey,
this season, 2022.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, you know, I'm calling about a receiver. I have. Wait a second. Hey, Georgie. Georgie, are you talking Twades without me? Jerry Jeudy? Wait. Nathaniel, we've talked about this. I said you could listen in.
Oh, boy.
But you have to hit the mute button. Hey, George, Jerry Jeudy. What? So this is a real life trade talk? Oh, this is cool. This is like the real life.
No,
hey,
offensive.
Hey, George, everything going okay over there?
It's fine over here. No, Nathaniel. So I told you about the mute button. I know, Georgie. I hit it right away, and I wanted to make sure. So I hit it again to be totally sure. No, you see, George, if you hit it twice, then it unmutes. So hit it two more times, Georgie. No, don't hit the mute. Just forget the mute. Wait, Les, you still there, buddy?
I'm a little concerned for everyone over there.
Everything's fine.
Sure?
I mentioned Jeudy. Like, I know you're tight. No, don't worry about that. That's our coach. He's really new at things. You know Nathaniel. He's just very...
he's learning on the job.
Energetic, and he's just wanting to learn about different sides of the business. It's like, you know,
he's
when
a real
Sean,
coach,
Sean McVay, you know, teaches all of his coaches to do different things. That's what we're trying to do here. He's doing a great job. But Jerry Jeudy, like, he's a guy that, like, hasn't – you know, fully developed. I'll admit it, like, and done everything we want. That's why we're calling you about him and the coaching staff. Like, it struggles to use him at that. Wait a second, Jerry. Jerry doesn't like me. No, he likes you. He likes you, Nathaniel. He likes you. It's just like we haven't been getting the most. Oh, he's wide open all the time. It's like that quarterback never sees him anyway. No, he's fine. Just Nathaniel, hit the mute button again. I think this is a situation where I can help you. You can help me. We can both help Nathaniel here. Mm-hmm, again, mute button one time. And I think a second round pick. I'm looking at your picks a year from now. You don't have that first round.
You know, we don't have a first. We never do.
You know, Odell's going to want to go to a winning team. I don't know if that's you guys right now, but like a second round pick, I feel, would be like a beautiful thing for me to give you.
You know,
give back for Jerry Jeudy.
Well, what a beautiful argument you've put together, George. It's really sound.
Tight ship over there.
It's tough right now, considering we don't have a first, a fourth, or a fifth. So if we get rid of a second rounder, we only have a third and then a bunch of six round picks.
Right. Oh, well, what if you sent the third? No, Nathaniel.
Get him off
no,
the phone.
We can't. You can't jump into the negotiations like that. We talked about that. No, I'm sticking at a second. You also have 2024 picks, so it could be a 2024 second and a 2023 third. What about a 2027 second? That's way in the future. No, that's not how the rules
Let's
work.
Get off
you
the
can
phone.
You can only get three.
Yeah, George,
years
it's been,
in the future.
It's been a lovely conversation.
Why does Nathaniel Hackett sound like Chris Mad Dog Russo?
That's a nice job, Mikey, by you.
Is Nathaniel Hackett okay?
He just seemed like really energetic. I think he loves being a head coach in the league.
Slightly unhinged.
Yeah. He's loving it.
Is the segment meaner this year? I don't know, but I'm enjoying it so far. Mark, you're up next.
All right, well, Les Snead is busy.
Oh, wow.
I will be Rams GM Les Snead calling Browns general manager Andrew Berry. Will be played by Dan.
Ah. A B. Still believe.
Hey, it's LS out in LA.
Sneedy. Sneed bomb.
How you doing?
Well, you know, I'm cool. Everything else sucks, but I feel like I still believe in myself and I believe in this team.
I'll tell you something. You got to look back on some of the early years that I survived with the Rams.
Absolutely, man.
Draw your inspiration from that.
Totally. I do, and I think about you a lot.
Always be reading. I'm reading three books right now, by the way, increasing my vocabulary.
Not into reading as much, but I do. I think about you a lot.
All right. Well, I know we had a great talk when we sent Troy Hill to you and then back to us. We're always talking about Troy Hill, but I got
– What a transaction.
I got a different I think you track what's going on out here. We're a Super Bowl team that is struggling, and we've got some issues on offense, and I like to just deal with you straight. I think you've got a player –
Hey, Sneedy's a straight shooter. I've always thought that.
That's LS and LA.
Think about you all the time.
All the time. Well, you know what? It's mutual. I just think we vibe. And so, like, you're the first person I thought of when I thought, we've got to address our backfield.
Why do you wear a hat? You got such nice hair. I don't understand that.
I don't always wear one.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
You have a player I like in Kareem Hunt.
Oh.
He's not going to be on your team next year no matter what. So you can either ride out this storm in the AFC North. Browns, we get it. You already have Nick Chubb. You don't really need Kareem Hunt. We know that. It's a nice luxury, but you could use some help and some picks down the road because let's look at your draft picked catalog, future draft picks, very thin at this point because you did something a little naughty. We all know that. So how about you send us Kareem Hunt, and I'll give you our 2023 fifth. I'd give you more, but we don't really have any other draft picks.
Oh, man.
But it's better than nothing.
This call got sexier suddenly.
It's better than nothing. You're going to get nothing for him right now. He asked for a trade, and now you got this malcontent, I mean, sitting on your roster who cannot wait for January 1st to strike 2023 to get out of there. I'm giving you a fifth.
You know, Les, I would love to help you. You know, Les, I would do anything for you. You understand that.
Proven.
Anything. But one little hiccup here, Kareem Hunt's not on the team anymore. We don't have Kareem Hunt anymore.
What happened to Kareem Hunt?
I don't know. I have no idea where he is. We don't use him. He's not on the roster.
He was there last
Sunday. If he was still on the team, I would absolutely, again, I would die for you, Les. You know that.
So I basically just need to find him because he's not rostered anywhere.
If, trust me, if Kareem Hunt was on the team, we'd be using him because we know what's going on with Jacoby Brissett and his limitations as we wait for my Deshaun to be ready to go. But instead, I just like to give the ball to Nick Chubb like 10, 12 times. If we had Kareem Hunt on the team, we'd certainly use him. He's very talented. But sorry, I can't help you, man.
Oh, I'm going to say one last thing.
I want to come over to your house. I want to come over.
Yeah, I bet you do. If next Sunday I see Kareem Hunt carrying the ball in Cleveland, you and I, our relationship, it's been a very good relationship, is it's history. It's
all right, I'm going to look into this immediately. Thank you, Les.
Oh,
call
bye.
Me anytime.
Bye.
Little disconnected scene there.
I feel what like happened? There's a history between these two that I just don't really yeah. know about.
I wasn't picking up on anything there. I don't
just feel like that business. Was just like Andrew Berry was just, I mean, they're just saying things that aren't even true to get off the phone. That seems weird.
I think maybe the miscommunication has been the criminal underuse of Kareem Hunt in the Browns offense. And maybe that's just, you know, it's been a very hectic year in Cleveland for
no doubt
everyone involved with the Browns brass. But once Andrew does, I assume, like, check with an underling and he learns that Kareem Hunt, an all-pro level running back, when given the rock, he will either start using him for the balance of the season or look to trade him. And it sounds like that he would do pretty much anything to be in the good graces of Les Snead. So,
aren't they the draft pick team? Like, I actually do think Andrew Berry and the Browns are one of the most likely teams to just start trading players, which sends a weird message with Deshaun Watson coming. But Josh Johnson is there, has not worked out at all. Maybe the Rams would.
And Kareem Hunt is a free agent.
Right,
Kareem Hunt. I think Kareem Hunt is a candidate to go, but I think that was a little more under Sashi. I mean, all I'd say is they gave away all the draft picks, so they are moving draft picks. But.
Right, and they I think they would like some draft pick back. It's weird how big this weekend being week 8, is it?
Yes.
Is to these trade talks. Because it's like, if the Browns get to 3-5, I feel like they would feel differently about trying to get back into the mix than they might at 2-6. That's why I proposed to Mike Garofalo, let's push this trade deadline back.
It's like the Bears world changed last night a little bit.
I mean, they already did. They did twice, I think, like once a week each time. But it's still not far enough.
You mean John Johnson, correct?
What did I say?
Josh, the quarterback.
No. Josh Johnson, who's currently the backup quarterback for the Broncos, would not make sense.
He's already been on every team.
Conversation. John Johnson would make sense.
Let's take a break and do one more round of calls.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right, welcome back. And, you know, I got to be honest. Welcome back to, of course, the
fireworks.
You're the GM 2022 edition ahead of the November 1st trade deadline. I actually had something less need related, but I think less as some stuff going on with less, and we've heard a lot from less. So let's move away from less need. Okay. And instead, I will be telling you guys about a line that I've tapped with a phone call going to the San Francisco 49ers. Mm. And it's actually a direct call to the head coach, who's a power player over there, played Greg Rosenthal. So Kyle Shanahan gets a call from a man that everyone in the league admires greatly.
Yeah, this is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, what's up? It's Bill.
Oh, Bill. Bill. Hey, hey. It's always an honor to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, you know. What are you going to do? How you doing out there? Is it raining a lot? I heard it rains a lot there. It's probably annoying. Stupid weather out there, huh? It's pretty cold in New England all the time, but I just got used to it. It's, you know, the winters are tough, but falls are beautiful here. You just wait. You know, sometimes the spring takes a long time to show up. But, that's cool. How are you?
Yeah, yeah, I've really grown to like the San Francisco weather. The family loves it. It's sunny this time of year. It's a beautiful time, actually, so Santa Clara. Again,
so it's not raining.
I just want to say thanks again.
It's not raining?
No, that's Seattle, where it really rains a lot. I mean, it does in San Francisco, too.
There's a lot of fog, though, I heard. That could be a problem.
Yeah, we're not too near the water. Like, we live a little inland, so it's like...
Good.
Yeah, it's crazy. You get different weather patterns in Napa than you do in San Francisco. It's a whole thing. You wouldn't be interested.
That's really good, Kyle. Hey, I kind of stepped in it. Not that I'd ever tell any of those bastards in the media, but, you know, did you watch the game on Monday?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Well, it's earlier out here in the Pacific time zone, so I was doing some work, you know, watching some tape, but I had it up. Yeah, it looked like a tough one.
That's why I said the stuff with the rain, because in the Pacific area, I think about the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, this.
But that's not technically where you fall geographically. I understand that.
It's close to the border, so I could see how you would you'd get it confused. It's very, you know, it's right
myself,
on the line there.
Yeah. You know, I'm really a big fan of world history and all that, so, but geography not my strong suit. Hey, can you? I know obviously you hate your quarterback, but you know Jimmy means a lot to me. Jimmy was a guy that I drafted, and once upon a time thought he would be the successor to Tom, and then Bob took it away from me, and that's still smarts. It's why I didn't go to the wedding. But now I want Jimmy, and I'm going to give you the guy that I know you wanted all along in the draft process last year. Obviously, I'm referring to former Alabama star Mac Jones, who's very healthy right now, and I know you could start fresh. So what do you think? One for one, baby.
Yeah, because like the borders, you know, Washington, Seattle, it's close.
I understand that, but no, yeah. I've focused because I need to pass George Halas immediately.
I gotta say this, it's confusing to me. It's tough because I think of Jimmy.
Give him to me. Give him back. He should have never left. Bob took him from me, and I want him back. Now
you were in those conversations. I remember you offered, you know, Tom initially, or we
Nail
wanted
before
we wanted
me. Give me what I want.
Please. I did like Mac. I gotta say, sir, we had him graded very highly.
I know you like him a lot.
I have to admit, Jimmy's such a good guy. Jimmy's Jimmy, though. You know, he's so handsome.
Yes,
like,
or
I bring him home to the family. He just kind of hangs out on Friday afternoon.
Yes, or no.
Plays guitar. I would need like a little more.
Yes or no.
Than Mac, sir. Like, how about Mac and like a future pick? No, actually, okay, I'll do it.
Ah, yes, thank you very much. I'll see you at the next meetings. Hopefully the weather's better. All right, bye.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, big trade there.
Oh, my God.
That's a big one.
You went to a very dark place.
Yes.
I
Stanislavskian.
I just... it is what it is, and I think everybody wins there, to be honest with you.
I do, too. I think that's why Kyle, in that spot, ultimately not only respected Bill and didn't talk to John Lynch, but he's happy with this.
All right.
A very healthy Mac Jones. Good.
All right. How about you, Connie?
Okay. I am going to be Eagles GM Howie Roseman, and I'm actually calling Broncos GM George Payton. Mm. I'm really hoping that Nathaniel Hackett is out of the building at this point.
Yeah, I think he went home. Nate went home.
So, Dan, I'll have you play George Payton.
I feel like Greg potentially was automatically ruled out from the responding call on that
I decided that, yes.
Okay. All right, George Payton.
Here we go.
This is the general.
Yeah, George, it's Howie. I'm bored.
You're bored? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, the Eagles, they weren't around to win again this week, and I don't care about the stupid Phillies, and nobody's even talking about me anymore. I hate it.
Wow, you sound like a bit of a petulant brat. Is Philadelphia, is that what's going on over there these days? You guys, nothing, you're so used to everything happening for you and good things and good times that even a bye week annoys you?
It's just like, I'm just so sick of winning all of the time. It's not even fun anymore. Like, I just need something new in my life. I'm not in the headlines. Nobody's talking about me. I need to get back in it. So I don't even need anything really right now, if you think about it. But I just want to shop.
All right. Well, the general's here. How can the general help you?
Well, you got any players you want to move?
Oh, you're asking me to offer you a trade.
Yeah, got anything?
Oh, this is unusual. Yeah, well, I don't...
No, what's the story with 55?
Chubb?
Bradley Chubb.
Chubb's a nice player. I like Brad, but we made a huge franchise-altering mistake with the quarterback, so we're going to be bad for about 12 to 17 years.
Yeah, that's why you need some help.
So I would say everybody's for sale, but we also have to do it in a way that doesn't get me fired because Russ is my boss. So that's the tough situation for the general is that there's a lieutenant here. Is a lieutenant ahead of general? Maybe.
Lower, I believe.
Anybody? Over.
Definitely lower.
President?
Definitely lower, way lower. Lieutenant. Yes.
According to behind the glass, Greg and Mark did not know that.
All right. Anyway, whatever's higher than general.
A general is an officer of the highest ranks.
Okay. Well, let's go with the emperor. The emperor of the Broncos is Russ, so I need to be smart about this because otherwise he'll fire me.
Well, we both know that you need this more than I do because, again, I don't really need anything right now, and you need a lot. So.
All right. How about this? I'll throw one out there.
Okay.
You want Chubb? You want that final piece of your defense?
Sure. We could use some help,
maybe.
You have
two number one wide receivers. Send me one. So I'll give me Devonta Smith, and I'll send you Mr. Chubb.
You are hilarious. I had no idea that you had a personality like this.
I feel like you're wasting my time on
any of the wide receivers.
Biblical level, ma'am or sir.
Listen.
Why is this conversation even happening?
You know we have an extra first rounder.
Okay.
Just hanging around.
I don't have first rounders anymore because we made that move I referred to earlier. He might be listening right now.
We could give you our extra first rounder.
Russ, are you on the line?
Bradley
Chubb.
Did
you just pick up?
Hey there. What's going on? Mr. Unlimited.
Listen, we get a pass rusher. You get some draft picks.
Unlimited.
Everybody wins. I got Scott Fitterer calling on the other line right now. This guy won't get off my back.
We can still win.
We're talking about Brian Burns with him.
Let's go.
What do you want to do?
Offer the first.
Russ, is it okay? First round pick?
Hey, I'm Russell Wilson. And I throw a sexy deep ball.
All right. Okay. But should I do this trade with the Eagles?
Of course. I'm also here to share some things I've learned.
Come on, George. Let's ride.
All right, let's do it.
All right, good talk. Right, I got to go blow off Scott Fitterer now. Later.
All right. Oh. Russ, even with that slightly torn hamstring, carries a big stick in that organization.
I just like that in any situation, Colleen can find a way to dunk on the rest of the NFC East with Eagles superiority.
The good news for Eagles fans like Colleen is that nothing can ever change. This will continue unabated for eternity.
No, forever.
Yeah.
Enjoy
yeah.
it while you can.
That's what I'm doing.
That's
what
absolutely.
Howie Roseman sounded like he was on his third glass of white wine.
He's that. Bored.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a drop.
Howie, motherfucker.
I'll be Chris Ballard.
Uh-oh.
Colts GM Colleen Scott Fitter.
What's your favorite type of frog?
Played by Mark.
Okay. Scotty F here.
Hey, Chris Ballard.
Gross. Hey, it's Scotty F.
Chris Ballard, hey, you know where we're at. You know why I'm calling. You're the team that everyone calls at this point of the year. We're looking at what you're doing, trading away Christian McCaffrey, and we're just wondering who else might be available there. Let me just give you a list of players like the Colts would like.
Tell me.
DJ Moore, Brian Burns, and I'll throw a little Derek Brown in there because you got to say, Chris, right now we're in a little bit of a situation. We need to win. Our owner is basically at our necks in our office every single day. If we don't deliver a playoff spot, we're going to get fired.
Well, one little issue. This is still my phone for another couple hours, but my owner is also a little tough to deal with, and I am no longer going to be the general manager of the Panthers. So I'm going to hand you over to Ralph G.
It's Ralph.
Respect the honesty.
High
integrity.
Ralph. 1 second. Let me go find him. Ralph G here.
Why are these people the way they
Ralph,
are?
Ralph, why do you have such a similar accent to Scott? Is this still
Scott?
I know
Scott? I don't. I have using a fake accent because we're not supposed to be speaking with anyone right now.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks here. The Colts, check out the GM rankings of Greg Rosenthal, 2019.
Oh, gross.
I was number one, ranked number one. Now, I fell, fell number seven last year, fell to 11 the year after that. Now the owner's in trouble. I don't care about building a perfect little
what are these rankings
roster.
You're referring to?
I don't care about draft picks. I'm ready to sell it all. I'm really ready to get real. I would give a first round pick for Brian Burns. In a separate or combined deal, I would give a second round pick for DJ Moore. So you can take one, you can take both, you can put them together, you can separate them, but then you'd only get one pick. Or I would take Derek Brown, the defensive tackle, could use a little beef up front for fourth round.
I hope you heard from Adam Schefter that Brian Burns was offered for two first-round picks last weekend.
Now we all know Schefter just makes that stuff up.
That
when you
was
guys,
BS.
When you guys
that
give,
was
it, give it to them. BS.
Yeah. I'll do it. Why not?
Okay,
I'll
great.
I'll do it. I'm ready to. I'll just we say are yes. I'm new to this position, and it feels good to help you out.
You got a couple freebies, even if you botch it.
Yeah.
So.
Ellinger. Moore. Burns, let's ride to the seventh seed.
Good Woo! Luck to you.
Very
Fair
nice.
Day.
Fair day.
Oh, my God.
That felt good.
Where's he
felt
from?
Good to get some business.
Ralph business G. Done.
Who's Ralph G again?
Well, I just Scotty
he was just
F.
there.
Scotty F.
Scotty.
So oh, so like, he was just like a
he
guy.
He was probably a lieutenant under Scotty F.
Right. Just one that's he's been a low profile, so
yeah,
we wouldn't
one
know
one
him
of the
until
like international people brought over.
Yeah, he's actually
exchange
like
program.
He was like a
pathway program.
Yeah, it was the pathway program.
Henry Hodgson does it
program.
Again.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought he was more like a second in command in David Tepper's other businesses. He's just come in and now he's
very
gonna,
possible
he's gonna
too.
Run the football.
You know,
operation.
Jordan Mailata. Maurice Boehringer, and now you get Ralphie G.
Ralph G.
I mean, Hodgson and company.
Yeah,
killing
F.A. Obada.
F.A. Obada. Unbelievable. All right. Let's finish it off with one final, because there's only a finite number of phones we could tap before the league gets smart to it.
Yeah.
We're doing this from inside their building. It's right. Incredibly brave, quite honestly, to do what we do for the
like,
audience.
We could get fired.
We could. It's a right. risk that we take for you, the listeners. Mark, we have one more call. What are we gonna hear here?
All right. This is will be Chargers general manager Tom Telesco dialing.
He's still the GM?
Yes.
Wow.
Dialing across America to Saints general manager Mickey Loomis, played by Dan.
Okay. Hey, this is Mickey.
Tom Telesco out in L.A.
Hey, Mickey, I got the Pelicans. I got Pelicans basketball. I got Saints football. I got so much going on.
I was just about to say, I am a Pelicans fan. Quietly.
Thank you.
Don't tell the Lakers, the Clippers. Like,
what are your thoughts? I know football is different than basketball.
Yes.
Totally different sports, some say. But Zion, what do you think about Zion Williamson in general?
Superstar.
What do you like about his game?
You're 2-1. He's powerful. He's extremely powerful. I mean, you talk about a different type of NBA body operating at high velocity. I've not seen a player like him that I can easily comp. And as a general manager, I can think of other things that there's no comp for that I'm looking.
Okay.
That I'm
looking.
Football is completely different than basketball. You've got something that you can't have.
What?
But I want.
Hey,
I want to say that again. You have it, but you can't have it.
I have it, but I can't have it. Okay.
And I want it.
Okay. What is it?
It is a man.
Okay.
It's the coach. It's your best friend, Mickey.
It is Sean Payton. Sean Payton will never. My wife is friends with Sean Payton's female friend. And that's as much as I'll say about that. Sean Payton will never be returning to the New Orleans Saints as
head
coach.
We like to keep the door open. We do.
You can blow the door up with 7 pounds of dynamite. I'm going to give you something. You hold the rights to him. And yes. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And do remember that I need you to keep this secret. We were at that 2019 owners meetings together. I still have that stack of Polaroids that's been floating around on the GM hotline. So you're going to need to listen to what I say here. Our coach,
yes,
is floundering. You know, a year ago, all these think pieces being written about him.
Right.
On The Athletic. Look at this. 4,000 words.
The Hansis guy on ATN, he always seemed to be ahead of the game there. He's really good out there.
Dan Hansis, shout out. I love that guy. He does a great job.
Thank you, Paul Rudd.
Does a great job.
It's a Dan Hansis shout out.
Thanks, Paul Rudd.
Brandon Staley, we are parting ways.
The universe is collapsing in on itself now.
Oh, my God. We're out with Brandon Staley. I just want to let you know ahead of, because I'm trusting you and I need you to trust me back, that we can forge a relationship here where we get Sean. You want Sean Payton on the Dallas Cowboys dealing with the Saints left and right?
No, we don't want that.
No. And that's we all know that's what's going to happen unless you trade Sean Payton far away from the NFC to the LA Chargers, a team that you'll face at most once every 4 years.
I can't offer you Sean because I still believe that Sean might want to come back and rejoin us. And I believe in that. And I know that. But what I can offer you is an alternative at a much more economical price to you. And I think this option will be serve as an upgrade, someone who's battle tested, that knows the insides and outsides of an organization, that has been a loyal consigliere of Sean Payton for many years, and now he's about to hit the open market. Dennis Allen. I will give you Dennis Allen for a second-round pick.
How about Brandon Staley for Dennis Allen straight up?
Oh, no.
Throw in Brandon Cooks.
I know
more
about Brandon Staley than you do. That's all I'm telling you.
Oh,
all right. Yes or no?
Well, no, but it's great talking to you.
We'll meet again.
Wow.
That was unsettling.
Unbelievable. The conversations that you just never think, that's the way it goes down in our league.
The fact that he didn't hang up when he offered Dennis Allen for Sean Payton, Dennis Allen for Brandon Staley is telling. It's sad.
Somehow Brandon Cooks was involved in the negotiation. Hasn't been on the Saints and.
That's how the sausage is made, guys.
It is. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And keep it under your hat. Put it that way. That this is something that we're able to do inside the building because we have access to the hard frame and the data wires.
The motherboard.
Yes, exactly.
The hard frame and data wires are absolutely what someone in the know when it comes to technology, say all the time.
All right. We'll see you around. Maybe next year, you're the GM 2022. And remember, heed the call.
All right, Wes. I am Arizona Cardinals general manager Steve Keim. Dan is Colts general manager Chris Ballard.
Here we go.
I like circus peanuts.
What?
Oh,
I thought I was calling a general manager.
Chris Ballard here.
Oh, hey, this is Keimbaum.
Hey, Keimbaum, what's up?
I need a quarterback.
Hey, I got quarterbacks.
We're selling Sam Bradford, but the guy's going to get injured tomorrow.
Oh, he's beat up.
Yeah, we need a quarterback. And I'm dangling David Johnson. I know Frank Gore's gone. Y'all haven't had a 100-yard game since 1973.
It's been tough sledding.
Yeah, I'm selling David Johnson and pick 15. Hold on, please.
Kim Dice, why did you fall out that window? Kim Dice, now your draft stock is falling too. Kim Dice, why did you crash out that window? Kim Dice, this is your last chance to prove yourself. Don't fall once more.
Are you still there?
Still here. David Johnson.
All right.
And pick number 15.
Whoa.
For running back Marlon Mack and your sixth pick. That gives you, you're up there with like Sashi Brown's haul.
Can we repeat this?
David Johnson and pick 15 for Marlon Mack and the number six pick in the draft.
What am I missing here? Moving up to six is nice.
We're getting Josh Rosen, baby.
You're going to get a quarterback. I get it. No guarantee.
He's falling. He's dropping like a bag of hammers.
Get Josh Allen. All right. I feel like given our situation here in Indianapolis, and you know that we are moving forward, I got a ton of positive press from Mark Sessler on the Around the NFL podcast based on my press conference performance. After the Josh McDaniels incident, so a lot of goodwill.
You got Sessler?
You
got his approval?
Sessler's on my side. And based off that, I'm feeling really bullish about the future. I think Andrew Luck is going to – I think Andy's going to be playing this year, so I'm not going to be thinking about a quarterback at six. I'm going to think about getting my roster better. It's going to be a great talent at 15. This is a nice draft. So it's hard for me to turn down an all-pro like David Johnson. And I know he's coming off that knee injury. What's the paperwork on that?
He's great. Never been better. Best shape of his life.
Oh, okay. Now I've heard it. So I have no worries there. Marlon Mack, a nice little player. He's not David Johnson. So I absolutely will take this deal. I got to take this deal. I'd be crazy not to. I mean, I'm, again, Keimbaum.
Keimbaum gets deals done.
Tick, tick, tick. That could be your job security if this doesn't work out. If you end up getting stuck with Josh Allen or something. And he doesn't work out.
It's never easy to rebuild. We lost Bruce Arians. We lost Carson Palmer. I'm in a pinch. I understand my job security is on the line, but you know this as well as I do. Job security is on the line every day in the NFL. We got to make bold moves. We need a quarterback. You can't win in the NFL without a quarterback.
All right. We got a deal. One question I have for you. What's your favorite type of frog?
Kermit.
All right. We're done. Nice doing business with you. Very good.
Let's see the headline now. Kind bombed. That is a steal for the Colts.
Yeah, that's troubling.
I mean, if you
unless they know something about David Johnson that the Colts don't know, that feels like
especially if someone
Marshall Faulk
trades ahead of him and takes Josh Rosen. That would really
NFL teams don't build around running backs. Come on.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring. Your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.